Hey everybody, welcome to Monday Night Live in Lexington, you guys. My name is Katherine Kaufman, and I'm a psychic medium here in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to my every Monday night show. This is where we discuss what and who we are in this journey called life. Hey to William Thompson over here on Instagram and Deb, if you're both watching, I hope so. Sorry about the YouTube stream is having trouble initiating. So maybe we will get that going here in just a minute. Nice to see everybody here on a Monday night. Let's see, try again. Let's try again. Instagram's looking good. I think Facebook's looking good. Let's see. I won't be able to see the comments at the very bottom because my screens are occluding it. Hey to Ina and Laura Day. Good to see you guys this evening. Glad you stopped in on a Monday night. I'm going to keep trying the YouTube stream for a little bit to see if it will connect because it's having trouble. So, no bells and whistles tonight. It's just me with Facebook streaming only. I am streaming off of my phone to Instagram and on my tablet to YouTube, and that could be why we're having such trouble getting connected here. But I'm gonna keep hitting try again for a few more minutes just to see if anything happens. Hey to Sam Armstrong, good evening to you, fella. I'm having to look around my tablet to see who's coming in with the comments there. So, man, you guys, is this weather crazy or what? I mean, 70 plus one day and then the low overnight of 29. But what can we say? It's Kentucky, right? The problem is I have some starts of it's some kind of heirloom vining bean that I want to grow, and I've got them up like this tall. And so they need to be put out, but if I put them out with lows of 29, that's just sure death. So I'm going to try to hold off until at least next Thursday and then get David to help me put them out. So we will see what happens. Now, this is going to be a long show and it's going to be kind of in depth, and I hope you have a piece of paper to take notes with, because there's going to be some stuff I know that you're going to want to copy down and try or do. I'm going to try this one more time. Okay. YouTube's giving me trouble. But this is the first time I've ever tried it this way. Oh, it's not going to. That is no bueno, huh? It's when I try to flip the camera, it doesn't, it tries to end the stream. Oh well, we're not gonna worry about that. Things going on. There's not a whole lot new coming up right now. I am going to start on the series of Kentucky Goblins. It's going to be like a movie video series. So, that won't be a live, but I will go on live to talk about it. Definitely. Hey to my beautiful neighbor, Miss Amber Benteen. And Ina says she didn't watch for bells and whistles. Well, I'm glad tonight because you definitely aren't getting any. So, like I said on my last live stream, hey to Big Mike, that I'm looking at cutting costs back. And since the bells and whistles didn't work all the time, I couldn't very justify paying $30 to $40 a month for a service that just wasn't giving me the full benefit of what they offered. So we're going to try it this way and see what happens. Coping the best with cancer is what we're going to talk about tonight. And a lot of you that don't know me may be on here going, how can she talk about cancer. What does she know about cancer? And those of you that know me and know my history, we've been through cancer, us all together, three times already with me. Okay. So I definitely can talk about it. And we can definitely share information about what is the best way to cope with cancer, not just the first diagnosis, but the third diagnosis. Okay. So the first thing that we have to do is look at the etiology of the disorder. Do we have any control over this? Is it situational or vibrational? These are all questions you got to ask yourself. Why did this happen? What am I exposed to that would cause this to happen? Now, cancer is a disease that it happens when the cells divide uncontrollably and they spread to the surrounding tissue, and they kind of even become dominant, in that they will steal all the nutrients from the regular cells. So a lot of people, the first way that they know that they've got cancer is if they have unexplained weight loss. So Sam says 2 times for him, cancer sucks. Yes, it does. Cancer is also caused by changes to the DNA. Most cancer-causing DNA changes occur in sections of DNA called genes. These are changes that are also called genetic changes. So there's some aberration in the cellular division and the DNA that happens. So back to, why is this happening? What control do we have over this? Is it situational or vibrational? So what do I mean by that? Well, we have to look at the resonant frequency of the environment around you, but also the resonant frequency of your body and your mind. So a long time ago, that there was a big debate of over whether living human cells have a resonant frequency. And guess what the answer is? Yes, they do. Researchers now appear to have confirmed that human cells have resonant frequencies, rates of vibration matching their natural frequency that causes the cells to vibrate with a larger amplitude. So, what really kind of sets the tone for the whole body frequency or vibration is this, okay? And this can be a reason why the body has cellular division or DNA replication that is off. Hey, to Sheila Sunley, good to see you, and Angela Shields. The thoughts are the first thing that create the vibration and resonance of the cells inside the body. Now, if you are in a negative state of resonance, whether it's a relationship or a job, or we have to look at environmental factors too. So you have to kind of caucus all of those to see how did this happen and where did it come from. Now, let's take a look at my situation, for example. Back in the 1970s, when I worked for my dad in his lawn and garden center, back then we had a lot of toxic chemicals on the shelf of the lawn and garden center. They were weed killers and grass killers and all kinds of insecticides and stuff that are no longer on the market, like, for example, diazinon. Diazinon is not sold anymore. In fact, I remember the day that we got the notice in the mail that we had to take all the diazinon off the shelves and destroy it in a certain way. It had to be buried so deep and in specific a way so that it wouldn't be exposed to anything else. And back then, if there was a bottle that broke on the shelf, guess who went to clean it up? No gloves. We didn't have disposable gloves back then to use to clean stuff up. And, could that have been a reason why now that I'm aging, the replication of my DNA is just gone haywire? Yes, that can be a reason. But also, like environmental, working as a professional psychic medium, people come in for their appointments at their very worst, at their most desperate. Okay, when everything else has gone haywire in their life and they're in a huge state of negative resonance. So, my meaning on that is that my environment is constantly exposed to a high degree of negative energy. Now, there's only so much of that that you can cleanse away. And there's a residual, but also there's a danger of like entraining, like your own body entraining to or adjusting itself to the resonant frequency of what you're exposed to. So, of course, one of the most negative states that people come in is getting a mediumship where they've had trauma that's attached to that loss, and the amount of grief is really elevated. And so that's part of the reason why I'm not doing mediumships anymore, is because it's not good for me to be around that type of energy anymore. Because what happens is your body entrains or adjusts itself to that resonant state of being, and the dominant energy in the environment is what determines how the resonant frequency goes. And so, if the dominant energy is always something really negative, that's really bad for the person who's being affected. So, and then, two, we may be producing through our own mental outlook a negative resonant vibration by always having negative outlook, maybe by watching too much news. And having this negative resonant mental state. So this is the first place that you have to look, and then you have to look at, what's the environment around you look like? Is it a bad job? Are you staying in a job that causes that negative resonant frequency? If you have to stay in a job such as that, are you taking steps to counteract those resonant frequencies after each day at work? Amber says our fears create negative energy too. Yes, they absolutely do. Fears are one of the biggest things that create negative resonance. Exposure to negative resonance and then creating this negative resonance are two things that we have to ask ourselves. These are things that we have control over, and we can make decisions with regard to these. But also exposure. Let's say there's a negative resonance around you, like an electrical panel that's not shielded. Or maybe you have a big electrical station next to your home or in your backyard. Substations, electrical sources that are putting out high degree of EMF close to where you live, or maybe inside your house. And a lot of people don't think about this, and driving an electric car. Supposedly, it should be okay, and the studies say that it's okay. But my recommendation is that you get an EMF tester and you test it yourself. And you can download EMF frequency detectors on your phone for free. There are apps that you can get on your phone for free if you want to test, your power box, if you want to test the electrical car, if you want to test the backyard where the electrical sources are. Those are good things to do. The things that we have control over is first the way we think. So changing the way that we think first and staying in a more positive range to allow the functionality of the cells in our body to improve. Because if you're in a negative state of thought all the time. So Amber says, well, electric blankets cause, I would test it because I know a lot of the older blankets put out a lot of EMF. So I would definitely test the electric blanket, Amber, just to make sure that it's at a level that's not going to bother you. So when your mind is in a negative state of resonance, it puts signals out to every part of your body. Your thoughts and your energy tell your body when to release hormones. And it controls the electrical circuitry of your body and your heart and everything. And if you have a negative state of being, resonance in your mind, the chemicals are not being released in the cells appropriately. The electricity may not conduct across the cell membrane evenly, and that can just cascade a lot of problems. So, yeah, Amber, test your blanket. So, like I said, the cancer cells kind of dominate. Once they divide differently and the DNA is replicated differently, they divide uncontrollably and they sort of take over the area. They take over the blood supply, they take over the nutrition. And so it's like the body's energy and the body's nutrients and food and water go strictly to feed this cancer. Here are things that we can do, and some of these you have not heard about, I guarantee you. So definitely take notes. I'm gonna get on my soap can, my soap platform of binaural beats. Hey to Kimberly, good to see you. There are certain binaural beat frequencies or brain wave frequencies that are said to repair DNA. Okay, now I have some links to a playlist specifically for DNA repair. You do have to wear earbuds or headphones to get these to work. So if you want the links, just message me and I will get them to you. So definitely binaural beats. These are brain entrainment videos that are designed to change your brainwave. And once you change your brainwave, it causes a whole cascade of events to happen, which can help repair DNA. So Kimberly says thank you. You're welcome, Kimberly. Special shout out to my little brother, Stonewall Jackson Bucket. He says soapbox. Indeed. Here's the other soapbox. Solfeggio frequencies are a type of vibration in music that cause a change in the molecular structure of the water inside the cell membrane in a more positive way. Now, these particular frequencies you want to play out loud so that the frequencies hit the body and allow the water inside the cells to change. Okay, the changes become more patterned, more structured, more organized. Like I said, the chemicals are reduced or released more effectively. The electromagnetic energy is conducted better, and so Solfeggio frequencies go a really long way to heal the body or straighten out the DNA from these changes. So also, like if you're having some emotional discomforts along with, getting your diagnosis or just going through treatments, salt therapy room. And so what the salt does is it allows chemicals to be released in the body that counteract stress, like serotonin and dopamine, which is something that you need in order to deal with the treatments and trying to work and trying to, have your family life normal. And I would say trying to keep things as normal as possible does help. I know it's not always the case, but trying to maintain some normalcy does go a long way. Solfeggio frequencies, again, they're played out loud during the day for positive entrainment of cellular reproduction. That's the goal. Here's another thing that we haven't thought of. Hey to Georgia, good to see you. Another thing we haven't thought of is subliminal hypnosis for positive thinking and influence. Because it's really difficult to stay positive when you're in the middle of this. And it's super important for your family that you stay positive because they're looking to you as a source of strength. Even though you're the one going through it, they still look to you as a source of strength. So, if, and they kind of use you as a barometer to see how to react, and they're going to watch your facial tone to see. You know, are you having trouble? What's your mentality like? And Solfeggio frequencies and subliminal hypnosis for positive thinking can go a long way. Now, what is subliminal hypnosis? It's when you have like a guided meditation that's embedded underneath, let's say, soothing music or nature sounds. And the guided meditation sort of leads you through. Reprogramming the subconscious for more positive structured thinking. So, and that will help your family as well because you play these out loud in the home, and not only you will be affected by this subconscious reprogramming, but they will as well. And maybe when you have a down day, they'll be there with some positive thoughts and positive insight to kind of boost you back up. Now, like I said, I have playlists for Solfeggio frequencies. I have playlists for binaural beats for DNA repair. And then I have a playlist for the subliminal hypnosis for positive thought. So if you want any of those, direct message me and I will get you the links to these things for yourself. Now, here's something that we haven't thought about. And this is the latest thing. It is now being shown that fasting, different types of fasting, can shrink and reduce cancers, prevent recurrence of cancers, and they're having specific luck with follicular CA or follicular cancer. Now, let me tell you how this works. Cancer cells uptake glucose in the body extremely fast. So, when you eat, guess who gets the glucose first? Cancer cell. Now, your regular cells, when there's no glucose available, your regular cells, your normal cells, will switch to other sources of energy. Like they'll pull from the liver, they'll pull from the fat cells. But see, not the cancer cells. The cancer cells want the glucose. And so they're finding that fasting promotes cellular death of the cancer cells because there's no ready glucose there for them to feed off of. Now, there's a lot of studies on this, and there are a lot of new videos coming out on YouTube about fasting. To treat or prevent cancer. So just kind of put that in the search bar of YouTube, and there will be all kinds of studies that you can look at. So, you know, your normal cells will draw from liver and fat, and your glucose goes straight to the cancer. So, if there's no glucose for them to work off of, the cancer cells die. So, this fasting is. And I just started intermittent fasting last year, and I'm continuing on with it this year. Acupuncture is a great thing for cancer. It balances the body's energy, sort of regulates the energy in the area of the cancer. It's an excellent treatment to consider getting. I know that acupuncture has been very instrumental for me in getting back to walking and trying to do some normal things around the house. Now, am I back completely? No, as you can see, I've got stuff crammed behind my back so I can sit up to talk to you guys. And most of the time I have my TENS unit on to sit up. But so Ina wants to know, what hours do you fast or eat? Well, what I particularly do is I will fast from 8 p.m. In the evening until 12 p.m. the next day. And then my eating hours are from 12 p.m. the next day to 8 p.m. But now your body adjusts to what you do, so you've got to change your schedule to try to trick your body so that it doesn't get used to whatever you're doing. So, like on the weekend, I will eat breakfast. I use the weekend as my cheat days, and so I'll eat breakfast, and then I'll also eat gluten on the weekend just to trick my body, just to say, yeah, you've got enough food, you've got plenty. So, now let's look at, diets and juices, and particularly changing the pH of your body. Whole plants, the more raw, the better. And what that does is it changes the pH of the body, and cancer cells do not like an alkaline pH in the blood. Oh, Cindy, you just said that. So, Cindy, you must be psychic here. Look what she said. What about warm lemon water each day for a more alkaline body? I've been told cancer cannot survive. That's what I was just out of my mouth when your comment popped up. But it's the juices and greens and, yes, lemon juice that make the body's blood more alkaline, which cancer cells do not survive in an alkaline state. They will survive in a heavy acidic state, which is sugar. Sugar and complex carbohydrates, i.e., processed food. Okay? Processed food is your enemy. So plants, whole, raw, unprocessed foods, trying to get your blood in that alkaline state. Now, let's look at something else too. And I want to mention this because there really hasn't been enough good scientific evidence done on it. The only things that we have to go on are patient accounts, patient experience and the accounts, and that's rife technology to treat cancer cells. And again, if you want a link to anything that I'm talking about, message me and I'll get you a link to rife technology. It's called resonantlight.com, rife technology. So Royal Raymond Rife developed the Rife machine in 1920. He was an American scientist. The machine is also called a Rife frequency generator. The Rife machine and other types of similar machines produce low energy waves. These waves are also called radio frequency electromagnetic fields. They have a low energy compared to X-rays or radiotherapy, which has a high energy. The use of low energy waves as a treatment is less common. There is some research on it, but like I said, most of the accounts are patient success accounts. Now, what they were saying about the low energy waves is I think that they try to match the low energy waves to the energy waves of the cancer cells so that those are the only ones that are destroyed. Rife and his supporters say that all medical conditions have an electromagnetic frequency. Rife treatments work by finding the frequency of the condition. An impulse of the same frequency is then used to kill or disable diseased cells. So there's no conclusive scientific evidence, just patient accounts of success. I'll take that. I'll take patient accounts of success. When you're diagnosed with a stage three cancer and you use something like this and it works, I'll take that patient's account. I don't have to have everything in science. I like science and I'm glad when science does prove things, but I don't have to have it all the time. Moving the body, okay? Moving the body, walking, hiking, yoga, tai chi, anything that produces a positive resonance in cellular energy. You're reducing your stress hormones in the body by physical exertion. And those are all extremely important in keeping that positive resonant state and keeping the energy about your whole body resonating in a frequency that extends life and promotes life and not death. So the things to stay away from: sugar. Stay away from sugar. Stay away from complex carbohydrates. Fasting. Do fasting. Starve those cells out, you know. Also, when you are fatter, the fat cells are more acid and it turns the body more acid. So the more weight that you lose, the less acid your body is as well. So fasting, I'm pushing that on you. Fasting, fasting, fasting. Do it in a smart way. Get on an intermittent fasting program. Follow the program, kind of get used to the routines. Eat whole plants. Try to make your body as alkaline as possible. One easy way to do that, go on Amazon and get the powdered greens. You know, the drink spirulina, chlorophyll, anything green that will alkalinize your blood. Drink that every day. Kimberly's like, fasting, yes. Reward yourself with a cheat day. You don't have to stay on this 24/7. You know, take the weekend and do a cheat day. I find though that the healthier that I eat, the less that I want the bad foods that probably contribute to this. Get on some Soffigio frequencies and some subliminal hypnosis for positive thought. Do some binaural beats for DNA repair. And don't beat up on yourself. This is what a lot of people do, is beat up on themselves about getting it, you know, being a big inconvenience to their family and to their job and everything. Don't beat up on yourself. Look, we are all going to have gravity affect us in some way, shape, or form. And gravity affects everybody different. Some people will get, you know, atherosclerosis, and other people will get cancer, and other people will get, you know, aortic aneurysms. It just, you know, gravity is going to affect us. We have to deal with it. And I'm just wanting to give you some ways to deal with if you or your loved ones have gotten a cancer diagnosis. So Ina wants to know, have you heard anything about life wave light therapy patches? No, but if you would like to share some knowledge with us about that in the comments, Ina, or maybe a link, please do. Laura says, don't shoot on yourself. It's a natural thing to do that, but it really doesn't help the situation because that's that negative frequency that determines the frequency and vibration of your whole body. So when you beat up on yourself, you're throwing yourself into a negative state, which is not going to help the situation. You know, what happens here starts here, okay? Just like you are what you eat, well, you are what you think. What you think creates this too. So, and I was gonna let you guys know, I'm thinking about doing next week's show, starting in on the Anunnaki and the Pleiades. So let me know in the comments what you think about that. Sorry that the YouTube channel, stream was dead in the water, but hopefully I can do something to rectify that. Okay, you guys, I hope you found this information helpful. I really wanted to bring this to you guys, especially because I came across the new evidence about how fasting prevents the glucose uptake in cancer cells. And I thought that was really, hugely important for you guys to know that this is the latest thing. And so I hope you guys have a fabulous week. Eva says, my uncle, he had stage 4 prostate, believed in working on the body, being an alkaline state, also changed his diet to the right, eat right for your blood type. Yeah, that's a good old book to get. Absolutely, eat right for your blood type, because each blood type has a different need. And Lois said she'd also heard of the warm water and lemon juice. Yeah, there's so many more things, though, that we think go beyond that, but that's a good start to begin with. Have a good week. I hope it warms up for you guys. Kisses from Kentucky, and I will see you later. Let me know what you think about the new stream.